Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on backbiting and control of the tongue. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal atadruna mal ghiba qalu Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam qala dhikruka akhaka bima yakrahu qila afara'aita in kana fi akhi ma aqulu qala in kana fihi ma taqulu faqad ikhtabtahu wa in lam yakun fihi ma taqulu faqad bahattahu. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, do you know what backbiting is? Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba, do you know what backbiting is? The Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, replied, Allah and His Messenger know best. Look what adab they had. They didn't even try to answer. Somebody asks us what is backbiting, we'll try and give an answer. They had so much of respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much honor for him, that when they were asked a question also, then even our knowledge at that time means nothing. Our knowledge in front of the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is absolutely nothing. The best answer we can give is Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, speaking about your brother in a manner which he dislikes. Speaking about your brother in a manner which he dislikes, we'll explain that just now. He was asked, now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what if my brother is as I say? So one person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if I speak about my brother and what I'm speaking is true? In other words, what I'm saying is what it is. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, if what you say is found in him, you have certainly engaged in backbiting about him. And if what you say is not found in him, you have slandered him. There's a difference here. Sometimes people think it's true. Then they're talking, they say, no, but it is true. What I'm saying is true. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making it very clear that if it is true, then this is actually backbiting. And if it's not true, then you have slandered your brother. So yeah, what backbiting is? Backbiting is speaking ill of any person in his absence or about anything that is related to any person. You don't need to speak directly about the person, but something that is related to the person, such as his children, such as his vehicle, such as his house. Backbiting may be verbal, it may be by the means of hand signs, it may be by the means of eye signs, it may be even mimicking a person. Imitating the way he speaks, or the way he walks, or the way he talks. So in that way, just to mock at that person, this also falls under the category of backbiting. And it may be in writing also, a person is writing an article or is writing a letter, or sometimes a person is typing. So there's different ways of backbiting. We have only understood generally to be speaking, but there are other ways also of backbiting. And how will a person know that what I'm doing is backbiting? He must just ask himself, if this person has to come to know what I'm doing or what I'm saying or what I'm indicating, will he be happy about what I'm doing? If this person will be happy, then we know that this is not backbiting. If that person will be disappointed and displeased about what we are saying about him, or what we are saying about his children, what he's saying about his house, or what we're speaking about him, and this person now is unhappy, then now this is backbiting. Now in some situations, Islam allows where one person speaks about another person. There are specific situations. For example, if a child or a boy is taking drugs, now at that time to go and tell the father about the son is actually a good thing to do. Because now the father can take some action and do something to try and help that child. Or to go to a teacher and tell the teacher about the pupil that's doing something wrong. Or go to the principal and tell the principal about some of the students. There is no harm in that. Actually, it's a good thing because it's for Islah. It's for some type of reformation. Or sometimes to go up to the imam or to go to the sheikh of a person and tell him that this is the situation. Then that is no harm. Actually, it is recommended so that it is done without any ulterior motive, but for the purpose of reformation. There's another time when a person can speak out against somebody, is when he is oppressed. When he or she is oppressed, now at that time they can go to speak to somebody. They need some assistance, some help, some advice. This is what has happened to me. This is what this person has done to me. Now if he doesn't speak, he'll continuously be oppressed. So in that situation, a person is allowed to speak about the next person. There's another situation where a person can speak. For example, if there's somebody in the town that is bringing everybody down in business, he's like a cook or he's a fraudster. Now at that stage or that point, it is good to tell people about this person, because if they don't tell the about this person, then what will happen is nearly every person in the town will get hit by this fraudster, by his scamming and his ways and his defeated way. Everybody will suffer. So they are to save the people from general harm. It is permissible to speak about the next person. Now one thing we must always remember and keep in mind, that it must be for some betterment, some good. We are speaking about somebody, it must be for some good. If there is no good in it, then there is no good in us speaking about it. The better thing for us to do is remain silent or make dua for such a person. And when a person, this comes from our pious predecessors and our pious people, the advice that they give, that sometimes in your heart you feel something against the next person, the best thing you can do is pick up your hand and make dua for that person. Keep making dua for that person. A time will come and Allah Pak will take out that enmity, that hatred, that dislike you have for the next person. But by speaking ill about him, all you are doing is you are sending your rewards to that person. If you ever have to make ribat, it is an expression, if you ever have to make ribat, then make ribat about your mother. Why? Because she is most deserving of your amal. Why do you need to take it and give it to somebody that you dislike? You rather make dua for that person and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that keep this heart of mine clean. عن أبي بكرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال في خطبته يوم النحر بمنى في حجته الوداع في حجة الوداع إن دماءكم وأموالكم وأعراضكم حرام عليكم كحرمة يومكم هذا في شهركم هذا في بلدكم هذا ألا هل بلغت متفق عليه. حضرت أبو بكرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said in his sermon on the day of Nahar, on the day of sacrifice at Mina, during the farewell Hajj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressing the Sahaba at the farewell Hajj, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made the speech, and in his speech he said that your blood, your property and your honor are sacred like the sanctity of this day, in this month, in this city. Listen, have I conveyed it to you? This was for emphasis. So here it explains to us, it shows us that this was in Makkah al-Mukarramah. What a Mubarak city. It was in Zulhijjah, and the day of Eid, how we know how honored and sanctified it is. So too are the lives, the wealth and the honor of Muslims. Also they are very, very sanctified and respected. In fact, the honor and the respect of a believer is even more sanctified than these things also. Even more sanctified than Makkah al-Mukarramah, even more sanctified than the deed of than the day of Eid, even more sanctified than the Kaaba Sharif itself. When Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he looked towards the Kaaba, the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah, he looked towards the Kaaba and he said, how great are you and how great is your sanctity? However, the sanctity of a believer is even greater than you in the sight of Allah. So he's talking to the Kaaba, addressing the Kaaba, is more as a reflection to himself and for us to learn that he addresses the Kaaba, that how great are you, how sanctified are you? And then he says, even more sanctified than you is a believer in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like how we won't try and harm the Kaaba Sharif, we won't try and do anything disrespectful to the Kaaba Sharif, we won't do anything untowards the Kaaba Sharif, like that we should not do anything towards a person's respect. Here what is meant by blood means a person's life. We respect the life of a person, we look after and take care of the life of the person, and the respect of a person, and the honor of the person, and the wealth of a person also. Now if you have so much of respect for the wealth of a person, you think one person will ever do the next person down? Person will never do the next person down. Why? He's honoring the wealth of the next person, like how he would honor the day of Eid, like how he would honor the farewell pilgrimage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Makkah al-Mukarramah. So much of honor, showing respect to the next man's wealth. He won't even take 1 cent from that person extra. Rather, I give extra, but I'll never take from somebody else extra. I'll be very, very careful of what I take. Therefore, this business dealings of ours is so important. It's very, very important. You'll find that the Ahlullah, the pious, they would count for every single thing. They'll account, not because they were selfish, they would account, but they'll account in this regard to see that I hope that I didn't shortchange anybody, I didn't do anybody down, I paid everyone every cent, so that if Allah Pak happens to take my life away now, I know my records as far as the people are concerned is completely clean. I don't want to go and repay on a day of Qiyamah, rather I sort it out in this world. It'll be 100% perfect as far as the accounts are concerned. Have I paid this person? Am I short? Have I given him the right amount of stock? I promised him so much. Did I give him? Is the quality right? If there was even a little bit doubt, then make it very, very clear with the customer that this is the situation, that this is what I thought it was. It seemed to be a little bit different. Are you happy? Rather that person be happy in this world, and Allah Pak be happy, and do be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.